Angela, thank you very much indeed. That's Angela Rayner, Deputy Leader and Chair of the Labour Party. Well, I'm tempted now to do some sort of funny introduction, but I won't. Here's Simon Marks.
I don't think you need to. Ian, 3 weeks to go to this very day. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 3rd in the United States. But in reality, for most of the country, the election is already happening. Early voting has begun in 40 separate states, and the numbers are staggering. More than 10 million Americans have already cast their ballots. In Kentucky, voters started queuing up at 3 o'clock in the morning. In Texas, 5 a.m. There were astonishing scenes in Georgia. Some voters waited 12 hours yesterday to get to the front of the line so they could have their say. In South Carolina today, Latosha Brown is getting the vote out for a group called Black Voters Matter.
We are out here in Charleston, South Carolina, in the parking lot of Walmart. We're bringing them in. We want folks to know that today they can actually early vote. So please tell your friends. We got free food out here. Got the best lobster macaroni that you want to taste. So anyway, come join us.
Lobster macaroni, even in a tier 3 city, that's a substantial meal. What is propelling all of this? Anxiety about COVID-19 and the impact it may have on Election Day? A desire to end America's national nightmare? Or a determination to give Donald Trump 4 more years? We don't know. But we do know in Florida last night, you almost had to restrain the president in his first appearance outside Washington since he beat COVID-19.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Okay. It was another desperately wasted opportunity. You're in a crucial swing state where you're 4 points behind your opponent. You know you must win Florida if you want 4 more years. You've got two choices. You can engage in a serious critique of your opponent's policies, or you can tell a shaggy dog story about the night you and the wife were disappointed when you sat down to watch television.
I told my wife, oh, we're going to have a great time. We're going to watch television. I just got nominated for the Nobel Prize. And then I turned on the fake news, story after story. Story after story, no mention.
Spoiler alert, there is not a single undecided voter in Florida or anywhere else who is going to make their decision based around whether the president's Nobel Peace Prize nomination was sufficiently covered on television. Elsewhere in that speech, the president went after Hillary Clinton again over her emails. That's become a fresh obsession, with even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo promising to publish some of them soon, as though that's going to have any impact whatsoever in the battle to defeat Joe Biden. And speaking of Mr. Biden, here he was yesterday in Ohio.
We have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Except he's running for the presidency. The words roll off the tongue after 47 years in Washington, to be fair, but the gaffes are once again coming a little too regularly for some Democrats. On Capitol Hill today, Judge Amy Coney Barrett is in her first full day of confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she is evading questions from Democrats like Senator Dianne Feinstein about whether on the court she would overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark ruling that legalized abortion.
I don't know if you'll answer this one either. Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe can and should be overturned by the Supreme Court?
That's just, it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer, but I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
Republicans are being less than eviscerating in their questions. Senator John Cornyn of Texas with this obviously pre-planned softball in which the judge revealed she's testifying without notes.
You know, most of us have multiple notebooks and notes and books and things like that in front of us. Can you hold up what you've been referring to in answering our questions? Is there anything on it?
That letterhead that says United States Senate.
That's impressive.
Definitely. Let's put us straight on the court. No, I tell you what, let's go straight back to Florida. Donald Trump's rally ended last night with the president dancing on stage like, well, not like anyone we know on Strictly. The Village People's YMCA was the rather odd anthem he used to get Republican toes tapping. What do you reckon, Ian? One for you and Jackie?
I don't think so. I shan't be dancing at all. Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. We will be talking to Jackie Smith about the launch programme of Strictly coming up this weekend. It's 7:49.